I doubt it.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. That's music from the Claudettes' new album, Dance Scandal at the Gymnasium. You heard a bit from the song, Don't Stay With Me. The Claudettes play Total Drag Records in Sioux Falls. That's Saturday, May 26th at 8 p.m. for an all-ages show. Zach Verdorn is one of two South Dakota natives in the Claudettes. He joins us now on the phone from Chicago. Zach, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Lori. Hello, Sioux Falls, home of the Empire Mall, Brian Pan, and one of the best drummers I've ever played with in my life, Danny Yost, and one of the all best right. human beings I know.
Let's start by talking about, I'm doing all right. Let's start by talking about how Danny Yost is doing, because I said before the break he suffered a stroke, and there's a campaign to help raise some money for him. Tell me a little bit about what's going on with him right now.
Yes, so Danny is... one of the things that's kept me going through this whole thing is that every single day I get good news about Danny. He is, it started off, we had no idea, obviously, what was going on. He had a stroke. Well, it turns out it's a genetic condition. They say, the doctors have said that you either never have a problem with it or you have a problem before you're 40. And so apparently... this was the situation. He's 37 years old, and this came out of nowhere. I mean, we played a show with him the two nights prior to his stroke, and he was on fire. I mean, he was playing, as good as he's ever played in his life, and if not better. And he, we dropped him off that night. I gave him a big hug and said, "I love you. Thank you for doing all these shows with us." The next day, I got a call for a message from Billy Yost, his brother, who he was staying with in Chicago. And, he had told me that he had a stroke, and that was one of the longest days of my life. Danny and I have been playing together for almost 20 years, and we've been friends for just as long. It crushed me. Like I said, every single day, from there on out, we got nothing but good news. He's in LA right now, and he's starting rehab, and he's doing much, much better. So, and Billy's out there with him to take care of him, and his wife, Noemi, they're both right there by his side, and his family has been there since minute one, So he's got a lot of love around him. Everybody loves Danny, and we're very hopeful that he will actually, I know that he will be 100% again. So a lot of rehab ahead of him, but he's one of the strongest people I know too. So, he's got a very powerful mind, and he's a fighter. So he's going to come through.
How long after he had the stroke before you could talk to him? What was the first time you spoke with him?
I still haven't talked to him.
Really?
Here's the thing. The family, I think, is, they want him to be comfortable in this situation. So,
yeah.
And I think, when you're in a situation like that and you can't move your body properly and you can't speak properly, I think it adds a level of stress to have people come in and see you in that condition, So I don't know if it's the family or if it's Danny himself, but it doesn't matter, because as long as Danny is comfortable and he's on the mend, then that's okay. But, we've had relayed messages from the family that say, Danny's thinking of you and Danny cares about you guys and can't wait to be, in a position to where he can you know, feel comfortable and enough to talk to us and see us. So,
yeah.
So I'm waiting on that day. I've been, you know, chomping at the bit. You know, from minute one, I was like, does the family need anything? Do you need coffee? I will bring coffee. Like, I don't care what it is. I'll be there. And they're like, no, it's okay. Just chill out.
Yeah.
That's hard.
That's hard to do. So, but you are doing it's something, really and I was looking, I was looking at the GoFundMe, you know, fundraiser online, and you know what you guys wrote about, you know, hey, Danny wouldn't want this, you know, Danny will be mad at us for, you know, asking for money to help with costs, but we're going to do it anyway because Danny would do it for us, and we know. I mean, I got a little teary eyed just reading the description of how much you care about this person and what a difficult situation, and he has insurance, and but the costs are so astronomical when something like this happens.
Oh yeah.
That it takes a community.
Jesse had quoted that, you know, after like a week of him being in the hospital, it was already in the six digits, you know. So it's like, it can be very stressful, and you know, insurance isn't going to cover all that, and then there's, you know, there's the cost of like travel and, you know, loved ones traveling and, you know, food and, you know, like everybody just, you know, being there for him. And then on top of that, you know, obviously insurance isn't going to cover everything. And there's going to be a really hefty bill on top of all that after it's all said and done. So the insurance thing apparently was a struggle for a little bit too. But Jesse talked to a lawyer and I think everything's coming up. Fantastic.
And,
The situation is not fantastic.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah. It's complicated until you go through it. You know, my brother had a cancer diagnosis. He had insurance. He had, you know, health insurance. He had disability insurance. And still, you know, his friends and community members were, you know, fundraising for him because it's just a devastating, complicated, not only physical thing that you go through, mental thing that you go through, but also a huge financial disruption that's hard to imagine unless you have to endure it yourself. So I want to transition a little bit to the Claudettes playing Total Drag and still being on tour. So this has changed some of the conversations you've had. Has it changed the music at all? Has it made things feel a little differently when you're touring?
Well, definitely there's more we've always been emotional people, you know, Iguana and I and the rest of the band, you know, like we're, you know, I think musicians, a lot of them in general, the ones that are lifers and that really put their all into their music are always going to be emotional people. But like we have songs that we'd already written about seizing the moment and, you know, appreciating what you have and the people that are sitting next to you. You know, like for us, it's, you know, we spend hours together, 10 hours together in a van. So last week we played in Boston and we did a bunch of East Coast shows and we drove home from Boston. It was a 17-hour drive. And, you know, we all came home with smiles on our faces. Nobody's like mad or, you know, I think it's because, you know, we realized, you know, and especially after this Danny situation, like looking at each other and going, hey, life's short. And you gotta pull the ones that you love and hold them tight and appreciate everything that you have, and you know, so. That's changed and you know, definitely putting a lot of emotion into the shows and just trying to appreciate every moment. So. But
when you look up what people have written about the Claudettes and the music and this latest CD, the words that people use to describe you, I think this happens a lot because people struggle to figure out how do you describe a band's sound, right? But in the Claudettes' case, it seems especially varied responses. So people will say it's psychedelic, they'll say it's distinct, they'll say it's potent, you know, and you look at some of the adjectives they use to sort of try to capture in words what you're doing, you know, in the recording studio and on stage. How do you describe what you do in the kind of music that you play when you talk to people? Or do you just say, hey, come see the show, you're going to have fun?
Yeah, it's always really hard for me to describe, you know, especially the music that we make because, you know, Iguana writes a lot of the music. We come in and we put our little spin on our, you know, my bass parts and vocal lines and things like that. But, you know, he is such a diverse writer. You know, it's like one song's going to sound like, kind of psychobilly-ish, and another song is going to sound punk. But he's rooted in blues.
Right.
So, it's a little bit of everything, you know, and like some of these ballads are, bring a tear to my eye, and it's all over the place. There's rock and roll in it. There's some pop, psychedelic pop, so it's really hard for me to just pin it down into we've talked about it a lot. It's like, what do we call ourselves? What do people ask? What do we say? And it's like, I don't know. We kind of say we're, piano punk blues. But it's much deeper than that. We just write what comes to, Iguana writes what comes to him, and I respect that. And that's why I've been playing music with him for 12 years, and, we've written a lot of music together, and I've worked on music with him for a long time, and it's just whatever comes to us, really,
Right. So. We'll just say, come see the Claudettes at Total Drag in Sioux Falls, Saturday, May 26th. That's at 8 p.m. Central Time. It's an all-ages show. Johnny Iguana is the writer? He's not the lead singer.
You
can't put Johnny Iguana in a sentence any more than we can put the Claudettes in a sentence.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Zach Verdoorn, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time. We're going to leave you guys with a little bit of Give It All Up for Good from the latest CD called Dance Scandal at the Gymnasium. Thanks, Zach.
Thank you.
Nobody knows how to talk to each other these days. Nobody knows how to talk to each other these days.